Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Johnny Cakes Auville, who's posted up in his family room in Olney.
Yes, sir.
Eric Bickle, who is in Kensington, Maryland, in his office. And Jason Bishop in Ashburn, Virginia.
In my office.
Coming up later this hour, Governor Hogan from the state of Maryland will join us. He'll join us at 8:45. We've got Les Carpenter from the Washington Post coming up at 9:20. But right now, we open up EB's entertainment page.
All right, boys. You know what?
What?
I'm going to lead off with a Corona story that's entertainment related. Remember Lost star Daniel Day-Kim?
Yes.
He came out on social media a week or so ago, was one of the first celebrities to say that he was positive for the COVID-19. Well, the 51-year-old actor now says he's feeling much, much better, thinks he's recovered, and he praises the hydroxychloroquine as being critical in his treatment that basically has left him now back to normal.
He's very fit. I'll say this about him. Like, this is my question. It may be that that drug helped. It also might be that time passed and he got better. He's very fit. He got it in New York where he was filming his show, flew to Hawaii, and they said he started feeling symptoms during his flight. He started feeling like scratchy throat, then went to the doctor, got some of those drugs that you mentioned, quarantined himself, rested, and I guess he got through the tough time.
He says, listen, I'm not going to say this is a cure, and I won't definitively say that you should go out and use it, but what I will say is I believe it was crucial to my recovery. And it
he's
falls
51?
In line. Say again?
He's 51. I would have bet he was younger. He looks good.
He looks really good. So anyway, this is the drug that we talked about literally the day before the president started touting it. It was going viral all over the internet. Elon Musk was pushing it. A lot of people were pushing it. There had been a couple studies which had shown some remarkable responses to this. I know other countries are using it. And so today is a critical day for this. New York is en masse using this for patients that want it and request it. So
is it a pill or a shot? Do we know that?
I think it might be given to you intravenously. I'm not sure.
Okay.
You know, it's a drug that's been around for a long time for malaria, and I think one of the versions of it has been used for lupus.
Right.
So
EB wants a suppository.
Say again?
You want a suppository.
That's how you want.
I can handle that on my own.
You can self-administer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So anyway, I thought that was a great story. I'd love to see that. It was also a horrible story of some couple that saw that chloroquine was in a tank aquarium cleaner, and so they just administered that to themselves. The husband died. The other woman's in, like, intensive care. You can't do that kind of thing. If it's something that you're interested in, talk to your doctor about it, and they can now prescribe it as what's called off-label use, and you probably get access to it because I don't think it's that difficult to find. So that's good. It's a positive.
The person who donked off, the idiot that was using the aquarium cleaner, I believe they were 80.
I think
not
they were
to minimize
60s.
That.
They were older.
Right.
They were older, for sure. But, I mean, there's like there have been some stories of some Nigerians that heard that this is something that can help.
Story.
And they're just ingesting it on their own, too. I mean, it's like when Iranians heard that rubbing alcohol kills corona, and like 43 people started drinking rubbing alcohol. What do you think happened to them? Donked them off.
Hey, other countries have 85% levels, too.
Yeah, that's true.
That's one thing I think we all agree, that this crisis has demonstrated to all of us how stupid a certain percentage of our people
population
are.
Is, yep.
Hey, I'm just curious, as I'm watching us on Zoom, and you can watch us on NBC Sports Washington, Cakes, how many beers did you have last night?
Three.
Why don't you pop one right now? We should have an on-air happy hour.
It's a little early for that.
It is early.
I'm not completely averse to that at some point. I don't know.
Maybe Friday. Maybe Friday.
Yeah, Friday
we do
might be that day.
And we should mention
how about
tomorrow.
Friday at 9 a.m. hour.
Okay.
We all have our own little mini happy hour.
That works for me.
Tomorrow we're having our talent / gong show. I've actually seen people tweeting that are going to participate. It's 9:20 on Wednesday. One of our loyal listeners, I believe Richmond John, sent a little tune in.
Ah, good.
So we'll look forward to that.
I don't think we've done a good enough job promoting it.
We definitely did. This is the first promotion today. It just dawned on me.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. I think we need
drinking
more promo.
/ talent show. We need dimensions. That just dawned on me. Didn't mean to completely bum rush the EP, but you know we're all ADD, and it just popped into my head. So tomorrow, Wednesday, 9:20, we're looking for acoustic singers, rappers, comedians. Big John can give us his best minute.
Freak shows. It can be anything.
We'll love it. Right. Exactly. And we'll have our version of the gong show.
J-Lo is in the news. Unfortunately, it's kind of a sad story. One of her ex-boyfriends is dead at the age of 51. This is someone that she dated back, I think, in the mid-90s. They say she dated him for almost 10 years. Name
really?
Is David
the
Cruz.
Non-famous person?
I don't think so.
Because pretty much she's mowed through, you know, really famous guys, uber rich guys, entertainers, athletes since.
Yeah, was she slumming?
So she started dating this guy.
Slumming.
He does look kind of slumming.
Might be. I don't know.
She started dating him when she was 15, and then she dated him until she was 25, though.
Right.
For 10 years. Donked off heart disease. So that's
broken
terrible.
Heart.
Same age.
Yeah.
Is she 51? How old is she?
She's about 50, 51. Yeah, yeah.
They're about the same age.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, sad news for her. I'm not sure what's going on
Isn't
here.
J-Lo, by the way, I don't have TikTok. I'm not aware, but I've seen stories online. Isn't J-Lo doing TikTok videos with A-Rod? A-Rod is very cringe to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course he is.
I don't know if you'd seen it.
No. Ellen is in the news. And, Jason, this might, I don't know if this will upset you, because I know you're a huge Ellen guy.
Right. I'm the biggest one out
but
there.
But apparently,
Mark.
Kevin Porter is a stand-up comedian.
Have we had him on the show before?
No. I don't think so.
No.
And he has gone out there and said, right now, we all need a little kindness. You know, the kind that Ellen DeGeneres always talks about.
Right.
He's got some beef with her. I don't know what. He says she's also notoriously one of the meanest people alive.
Oh, really?
And so he said, those that give the best Ellen stories, he'll match everyone with $2 to the L.A. food bank. So he started getting flooded with industry insider stories about what a pain in the ass Ellen is. They say there was a woman, Karen, who was our head writer for 5 years until the writer's strike.
Uh-huh.
When she wouldn't cross the picket line, Ellen fired her, never spoke to her again.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. They say there's another friend who writes in and says, my friend worked for the Ellen show for 2 years, and Ellen didn't greet her once. In fact, upon employment, they were told they weren't allowed to even talk to her. She's like the Dan
stories,
Snyder of entertainment.
I mean, it might be true. Some of the stories seem bogus. I think they said one intern took her the long way to the stage, and she fired her for that. Also, apparently, Ellen has a smell thing and makes everybody chew gum before they come to see her. I don't know. Some of it seemed like just
maybe
bogus
they all have AWOD-like breath.
Right. I
wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if she's a nightmare.
I told
she's
you guys this back in December, and you guys said that that wasn't true, and Ellen's a sweetheart and all this. And when I said there was rumors out there that she's nasty.
Yeah.
Like cakes.
I believe him now.
Yeah, I lash out at everybody like Ellen.
Yeah, we can't look at cakes in the eyes when we talk to him.
No talking either.
Now, we must say Mr. Cakes.
What's right out on the street.
What's the beef with Kevin Porter, the former point guard for the Bullets?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But he probably has friends with, he's probably friends with people that have worked on the show, maybe writers or something.
His buddy Otto is massively overpaid.
Yeah. Yeah, he's upset he lost Minister Dudley Bradley. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Valdez, can you help me with this Kim Kardashian story? Why is the Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, Taylor Swift feud back in the news? I've seen a couple of these stories.
Because
it's so tiresome.
Because the full video was released. When they supposedly called Taylor for her permission.
Okay.
And then it was doctored.
Okay.
And Taylor didn't give them permission to use it. And then they claimed that she did. And they doctored the audio and visual so it looked like she gave permission.
So, and then when you see the full video, you could see that she
didn't? Yes, that Taylor is in the right.
What is Taylor saying in the video?
Well, she was saying that she didn't like the line where Kanye said, "I made that bitch famous."
Right.
And how it was misogynistic.
Yeah.
And she didn't approve it. And then now she's using the platform for people to donate for the coronavirus when Kim is backpedaling.
I don't understand. How does this have anything to do with corona?
No, I'm just saying that she instead of having her followers attack Kim or responding to Kim, she's just saying to donate to the cause.
Right.
Does that make any sense to you?
Sort of. And I just don't understand.
No, it makes no sense.
Why this was brought up again in the first place. Because Taylor released the full video.
Well, we don't know who did.
We don't know who released the full video.
How would she have access to the video if they made it?
She didn't, but she commented on it. And then Kim Kardashian's pulling the ASAP purse sleeve and going, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, Taylor, how could you possibly comment on this video at a time like this when given the millions of suffering people out there?"
Right, right.
Wasn't she doing kissy face tweets just a few days ago?
Who?
Kim Kardashian.
Well, yeah, because this hadn't been dropped yet.
Right.
They're all a bunch of losers.
They really are.
Especially Kim and Kanye. I mean, yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, I know what side you're going to be on.
He's Team Tay-Tay.
Oh, he's on the right side. Tay-Tay all the way.
Of course. You're on the correct side, Jason.
Absolutely. Right.
By the way,
Kim and Kanye are liars and they got caught. That's basically what happened.
Right. Yeah. Right. I'll have to search for the video. Now I'm intrigued.
You're not.
I told you guys that this in the last like 2-3 days, I stumbled on The Naked Afraid. I always have known that show's been on the air, but I was just like, who would watch that? That's so dumb. But, you know, we're in the middle of a global pandemic with no sports on television other than old tape sports. So I'm just
an escape.
I'm scrolling through. And last night I watched 4 episodes in a row.
Holy crap.
I was
Did you watch JJ the Boss after his stellar appearance on the show?
No, I have it recorded.
Stellar. He was stellar.
I have it recorded. I'm a street
outlaw
guy. But I watched 4 episodes. I was up till almost 1 a.m. And I'm telling you, it's the most incredible show ever. These dummies, they're not even doing it for anything. There's no prize.
There's no payoff.
There's no payoff. There's they get no money. I don't think they get any fame. Does
what
anybody
is the
know?
Drama, though?
What?
What is the drama?
Well, the drama is they take a guy and a woman, complete strangers, and they agree to get butt naked, and they get dropped off in the middle of a jungle somewhere, and then they have 21 days to, and they give them a survival rating. It's so dumb. They give them a survival rating based on their experience. So, like, if a guy's a fireman, so he has some skills. Or if a guy's an ex-military guy, he has some skills.
But what about a DJ? What about a radio DJ?
Oh, our survival rating would be very low.
But what is the drama? You're wondering if they're going to hook up?
None of that. They usually end up hating each other.
Because you know they're going to survive.
Well, no, because guys tap out. It's like, and then when they tap out, then the other person, like, it's bad enough, like, being in the jungle in the dark with another person, and you have, like, cougars and alligators and the most venomous snakes
in
the world.
What's wrong with cougars?
Hey.
Looking out of Clyde's and Ashburn.
Oh, they're all over the place now.
So many of them.
Not just
you
Clyde's.
You have those crawling around, and you can't see them. All you hear them. It's terrifying. Can you imagine being out there by yourself when your partner tapped out 2 days into it? It's brutal. And they go, it appears, on average, 8, 9, 10, 11 days without food.
Well, they're all stupid, too. Every one of them.
One guy almost donked off because he was so desperate for food, he did, like, the number one survival no-no. He started eating some of the natural mushrooms and almost donked off.
You mean they don't have they don't have boxes of Chick-fil-A waiting for them when they get real hungry?
None of that.
Do they give you a silly sleep number bed?
You don't get that. You sleep on some hurting leaves. The one girl, all the girls, they end up making some sort of like leaf thing for like their boobs or something for their privates. She said yesterday on one of the episodes that she had leeches in her V area. Can you imagine? The other guy, and it was Mike Leach, under Mike Leach. The other guy had leeches on his Jimmy Johnson. And he was walking around and he would get stung. Can you imagine? They have a million bug bites. It's truly the most fascinating thing. I love the show so much better.
We quarantine in your house than what those dummies are doing.
Well, you know what? Chuck from Castaway did it for 4 years. They can do it for a few days.
Jason, we wouldn't last 20 minutes. We wouldn't last 20 minutes.
Wouldn't want to.
Avon's desperate for a Mike Leach on his dong.
he wants anything to touch the dong.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So anyway, that's my new guilty pleasure.
By the way, we should have a segment every day now. What did you watch last night?
I agree. Or all day.
Yeah, that's fine. All day, all night.
We won't start it at the next segment.
Okay, we can do that. Nothing but that.
Remember, we have Governor Hogan at 8:45. I've literally written 20 questions. I got 20 questions for the gov. I can't wait.
By the way, did you see, you probably saw this, Eric, but I think slightly good news that China, now you can't believe everything China says, but they've lifted the lockdown on Wuhan.
Yes, so, but I also hear, like, where's Hong Kong?
Well, I'm sorry, they haven't done that yet. It's going to start on April 8th. So
Where's Hong Kong? My understanding is they reopened up Hong Kong and the cases are coming roaring back, which is exactly what we're all afraid of.
I don't know. I didn't hear that story.
Yeah.
I just saw that they are lifting the lockdown on Wuhan.
Yeah. All right, as EB mentioned, Governor Hogan's going to join us coming up at 8:45. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Junkies coming to you live this Tuesday morning.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? Doing the show remotely in the social distancing world. I'm JP in Gaithersburg. EB's posted up in Kensington, Maryland. We've got Jason Bishop in Ashburn and Cakes in Olney. In the midst of the entertainment page, I'm assuming you have more stories, EB. If not, I saw a story which I thought was funny. Not that Drab is from Portland, but he's a Blazers fan.
Close enough. So he's close enough.
I'm going to give him Portland. We all know that restaurants have turned to takeout in these times and carry out.
Right.
And that's the way to go. So there are several industries which have been hurt by the coronavirus, and one of them is the strip club industry. And in Portland, they are offering strippers on delivery.
I think Vegas also offering, like, drive-through strip clubs.
Well, that sounds like ordering a hooker.
That's exactly what it sounds a lot like. What it
That's
is.
What that sounds like. Right. Yeah, private lap dance or whatever.
They need cash, too.
Isn't that the last person you want within 6 feet of you?
Yes.
Is a stripper?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want to get a virus? You're going to get a whole bunch of them.
Just put your mask on. You'll be all right.
Maybe they do. They figure out some sort of drive-through.
Drive-through. Well, that's one thing that they did say, that drive-through movie theaters, drive-in movie theaters, are actually... They're killing it right now.
Now, who is in South Korea?
They still exist.
I can't see that making a comeback
that
here.
That can't be here. There
not suggesting it's making a comeback, but those that exist are obviously doing well.
The last drive-in movie theater I saw was getting ripped to shreds in Twister.
Right.
With Bill Paxton.
That's the last one that was in the United States.
And Helen Hunt, who I'm ducking for cover. Right.
There used to be one in the Oxon Hill area, like off of Livingston Road.
Right.
This may be 20 years ago. I don't know.
There
used to be one on Central Avenue that showed X-rated fare way back in the day.
A drive-in theater?
A drive-in.
My God. Well, you know what was happening in every car then.
Of course.
Yeah, of course you know what's happening in every car.
Unbelievable.
A lot of pants on the ground.
What industry do you think will be most changed by this?
Like, you mean forever?
Like, yeah, I think obviously the cruise industry, like I know Trump is touting it because, you know, he loves what that the way they were thriving beforehand. I just see that business going dramatically down. I don't see how that's going to change
for
years.
That's the last industry that should get any sort of bailout. Those industries aren't even registered here in the U.S. They don't pay U.S. taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a fraud and a joke.
I'm with you, Cakes.
I'm okay
with that. But I think
that
industry will suffer greatly. I think gyms are going to suffer.
What and a joke.
I'm with you, Cakes.
I'm okay
with that. But I think
that
industry will suffer greatly. I think gyms are going to suffer long-term effects because it's just germ central. That's why they've had those antibacterial wipes there for years now, because they know it's a vulnerable spot that they're in.
It's a breeding ground.
And now it's been highlighted. So I don't know. I think gyms might be one of the big, great sufferers of this.
You know what? Another spot, even though I love them so, casinos. I mean, just so many people gather. You're trading chips and cards.
How are you going to play poker? Honestly, how are you going to play poker safely without just passing viruses to each other?
Honestly, I will, but I'll probably do it with just loads of hand sanitizer and gloves.
So, Cakes, when do you think the next Cakes Classic will be?
I mean, this is just a dart throw. I would guess there's probably won't be one for at least the next 2 months.
August?
Maybe into July or August. Maybe into the summer. Maybe June.
That's
kind of a grasp.
So you think that one of the changes will be that, like, that period of time where sunglasses were ubiquitous in a poker room, and it's so hacky.
Right.
But now gloves will be super popular.
I think they will be. Absolutely.
Well, it depends on what happens.
Yeah, but then the germs just get on the gloves, and then you take off the gloves, and they're on you.
No, you peel the gloves off, and then you go wash your hands like a maniac, and then you're good to go.
You don't touch your face.
But if this virus goes away, like all viruses do eventually,
but it's,
it depends on what the CDC and the government tells us. And we don't think about that when we play before the corona started. We don't think about the flu or the H1N1.
No, but now we will. I think it's opened our eyes as a culture to viruses. I think influenza transmissions next year will go down because people are going to be more diligent. I think mask wearing is going to be way more popular than it ever was.
I think over time things return. Look. Three of us here, Jason did fly to New Orleans for a Super Bowl, changed our behavior after 9/11 and then the subsequent crash.
Yeah.
We decided to drive, terrible mistake, all the way to New Orleans.
Just dumb.
But it changed the behavior for a lot of people, and then travel eventually came back more and more.
But it changed the way you travel.
Change the way we travel, but it didn't stop us from traveling. Like, I don't think a casino industry is going to be in trouble at all. People are going to be starving for entertainment, and people want to go out. Now, some of the ones that are not as successful aren't going to be able to overcome probably the revenue loss for the next couple of months.
Yeah, this is where it might hurt is, I think you're right, JP, people are still going to go back to the casinos, but they've lost so much money and are losing so much money over the next few months.
Some will go down.
Some will go down, but maybe they're jacking their prices up to try and make that up, you know, jacking the room rates up. or jacking food and beverage prices
up. Well, they can't do that because if people don't have money, they're going to be even emptier. They have to lower the prices.
I don't know if they can do that.
It's going to take a while for it all to come back.
I think they have to lower the prices. I really think anybody could. I think gyms are going to take a hit. I think gym memberships are going to take a significant hit.
I think eventually before the shutdown.
A lot of these trendy gyms.
Yeah, they might take a hit.
You know, the solid cores or whatever they are, where they have these. Those are going away, man.
I mean, there's a gym that's opening in my neighborhood. They're building it right now out of the husk of a giant that moved locations. And I'm just thinking to myself every time I drive by it, well, who's going to sign up for that at this point? It hasn't even opened yet.
Yeah.
But the construction is still ongoing. It's just got weird times.
Well, the question is, we're just in the throes of it now. The question is, you know, in a year, so next spring, what's the world going to be like?
That's what I mean.
You know, and then how are sports leagues going to change? You know, if we're not going to see the remainder of the season for the NHL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball, or the PGA Tour, how does that change? You know, I know we got to go, but there's so many questions.
Heading into next, whatever, spring, a year from now, will there be a coronavirus shot like there is a flu shot? Will that be something that everybody's going to be lining up for?
Is that It'll be in your flu vaccine, probably.
I think it will.
I think that we'll get to that point. I do think, but, you know, I'm an optimist.
Because it's a lock I'm getting that shot. Because sometimes I snooze on the flu shot. Your boy will be lined up for the coronavirus/flu cocktail. I will be lined up for that.
How can you guys hear anything right now over Eric eating potato chips?
I'm not. Pretzels.
Eric, it's so loud.
All right, what were you going to Jono JP about?
Oh, he botched that story. He Tom Glancy'd it.
What, the Portland story?
They're not doing lap dances at people's houses.
I didn't say lap dances. I said strippers by delivery.
Okay.
Is that true?
They're delivering food.
Yeah, they're called Boober Eats.
It's called Boober Eats. They're just dropping the food off.
He definitely glancing that.
Yeah, he thought they were delivering the boobs.
Yeah. That's a donk.
Yeah. Turns out they're delivering wings.
Yeah. And a glass of milk.
Yeah, he glancied that.
He just wants
to
defend Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. All right. I bet you can convince them to come inside for an extra Hunsky, though.
Definitely could. You think they're not desperate for extra money at this point?
Absolutely.
Of course they are.
When's the governor coming on?
He's coming on at 8:45. Now, you know, you got to be flexible. These guys say they'll be there at 8:30, and then, you know, they don't start the presser until 9. Yeah, so we'll have to be flexible with it. But
he was on CNN 15 minutes ago.
Wait a minute. You mean his whole day after 10 a.m. isn't wide open? Like this guy's?
Hey, Cakes, you have extra time to rip some shots before the interview.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to do that.
So hold on.
Wide open, but you can't go anywhere.
That's the
world we live in.
That's correct.
You go for a walk.
I can go for a walk. That's true.
There were signs in our park saying that you could use the park, but you had to be socially. It was a whole thing.
Right.
Are your parks open?
Parks are open in Maryland.
Yeah.
Open.
Yeah. I think actually in Kensington, they're discouraging you from going there, but they are open.
I think that the parks are okay. I just don't think you're supposed to touch the equipment. Like if you see.
Well, what's the point of going?
Equipment. Like, well, just for a walk.
Like there's a playground.
Run around.
Yeah, well, there's a playground there, and you can use it, but I don't think there's sites for it.
You better bring 100 wipes if you're going to use it.
Yeah. That's my question for Hogan. How are we going to get our hands on wipes? Distilleries and everything are making hand sanitizer. Yeah. I believe you can even call your pharmacist eventually, and they're going to be able to make hand sanitizer for us. I dare you to find wipes right now.
I got wipes in my garage.
I mean, I got some, too, but that's because I was ahead of the curve on it. I don't know how anybody today is finding wipes.
By the way, this is, you know, we used to have Governor Ehrlich on the show all the time, but this is big in that it's the first time Governor Hogan's come on the show because, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but he's a potential president of the United States. He was rumored to run against Trump this time, chose not to. Mm-hmm. He's never been a huge Trump supporter. He's criticized him at times, but he chose not to, but it's very likely he runs for president in 2024.
Remind me on my Maryland politics. Was it Ehrlich straight to Hogan or is there
O'Malley?
Somebody?
O'Malley.
I forgot he was
practice. Yeah, practice.
That's our favorite. Definitely forgot him.
Whatever happened to that dog? He ran for president, got no support, and then what's he do now?
I don't know. Those politicians always land at some sort of law firm and make a ton of money that way.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But anyway, Hogan. Very likely to run for president in 2024.
The problem is Maryland's such a small state, they usually don't have a big enough base to it carry
is,
him.
He's a popular governor. I believe he's the, whatever the job title is, he's the, this is going to sound terrible because I'm making up the job title, but he's the president of the Governors Association.
How do you propose we can make the Baltimore Orioles better?
He's a stud.
Power hitting first baseman, another starter, and we're going to be there.
Great. Governor Mill.
Practice, practice, practice.
Oh, my God. No. Worst answer
so
ever.
So embarrassing.
You should play that much more often.
Worst answer ever.
Huge sports fan he is.
He loves sports so much.
Right, oh, my God. What a softy. All right. When we come back, let's just go to break because we want to give Hogan as much time as possible. He may call in late. Maybe he calls in early. Who knows? But scheduled to join us at 8:45, the governor of Maryland.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Hogan, don't go anywhere.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Going to be joined by the governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, here in just a few minutes. Drab killed me because I brought up the drinking show possibility like 45 minutes before Governor Hogan was going. We haven't mentioned some things to promote, and tomorrow we are going to do our gong show, the Junkies Gong Show / Talent Show, 9:20. So we do hope people will participate in that. It's 9:20 on
Wednesday.
Here's
what I don't understand. Why are we trying to force this into tomorrow? We barely promoted it. It's going to be a dud.
We just chose a random time. I don't know.
Yeah, but why would you pick?
Here's a bulletin, TV. We promise we could do it every day.
Well, I understand that we have time, but it's going to be a dud when you don't promote it.
Like, well, we're promoting it now.
And it's not enough time.
We promoted it online, and we promoted it yesterday.
Yeah, it's not well thought out. Should be by the end of the week. Should be promoting it every day.
So should we do it Friday instead of tomorrow?
No, let's just do it JP's way, but I just think that...
Those drop shows Wednesday at 9:20.
Because he wants to get it over with and never do it again.
Yeah, he thinks it's the worst idea in the country.
It's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy when you rush it.
You guys realize it was JP's idea, and he said, let's do it on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I said, no, that's a terrible idea. Let's give it an extra day.
Yeah, well, I would have done it like on Friday or next week. Like, build it up. You don't do a big contest.
This is going to be the equivalent of doing...
But it's not really a contest because there's no prize.
Yeah, Eric. I don't know what you think's going to happen.
There's no contest.
What do you guys think of a cam girl pageant?
What do you mean?
I'm not surprised that's your idea, Valdez.
What do you mean, Valdez? Explain.
I think that would be the streaming numbers would be very high. I do know that.
Yeah, we crown a Miss Cam Girl since those are hot right now.
Can we have girls call in or Zoom in or whatever and add them to the broadcast in their hottest outfits? And then we can have a contest. People can vote.
I don't know, but we probably shouldn't talk about that 2 seconds before the governor comes on.
No, right. Somehow
fine. He's not listening.
Well, that's happened before.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Save it for 9.
Yeah.
We'll brainstorm it.
I think the gong show idea is good, but if we rush it, it's going to be the equivalent of doing our spring break show live in the morning that we did about 15 years ago where four people showed up.
When somebody almost got electrocuted in the hot tub?
Yes.
That show?
Yeah. What a disaster that was.
He jumped in the hot tub with his electric guitar.
Couldn't believe he survived. I thought he was a goner.
What a dummy.
Goner. Another old man term. I'm old. I'm going to be 50 this year. Come on.
Jakes, what are you watching today? Have you decided?
Oh, your boy is fully engrossed in Tiger King on Netflix. I can't get enough of it. It's the biggest white trash of palooza that you'll ever watch.
All right, what is it about?
On TV. It's about centrally, it's about one guy who runs a zoo in Oklahoma who's obsessed with big cats. He's got tigers. He's got lions. He's got sheep. JP, I'm telling you, give it a chance. You've never seen
a zookeeper show?
Zookeeper is a stretch. I'm telling you this.
Anybody, it's real, right?
It's real. Anybody who is in the keeping big cats, tigers, lions, cats of that ilk, if you're into that game, you're one of the weirdest people on the planet. And Netflix has commingled and brought three or four of them together. I'm telling you, it's riveting television.
All I need to see are humans being eaten by lions or tigers. Can I see that?
Not really seeing much of that, but there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of... How about... Let me just give you a few.
Do you get to see Carl Anthony Towns?
You don't get to see Carl Anthony Towns. He's big cat. I do like the zing. All right. How about redneck white trash three-way gay weddings? That's kind of intriguing. It's kind of funny.
It is.
And how does that? How does that have anything to do with the cats?
It's one of the guys that's featured and focused on in the show. That they
listen.
It's murder for hire.
You know, I think I'm going to pass
rednecks,
on that one.
It's white trash.
Hard pass.
Big animal.
You never thought you'd like that cheerleading. Show that was good.
Valdez, have you?
I never watched it.
Any of the producers sampled Tiger King yet?
Sorry, we're busy.
Are they talking to
Tiger Woods?
To the Gov?
Tiger Woods, they'd be all in.
Oh, by the way, Eric, I did watch the 2018 Valspar. I lied. I watched two taped events. I watched the 2018 Valspars. Because Tiger was in the mix, and he finished third behind Paul Casey and Patrick Reed. So I watched about six or seven holes of that.
I'm a huge Tiger guy, but I can't watch one where he finishes third. Now, I mean, that one where he wins, like last year's Masters,
I was desperate.
I'm all in.
I'd rather watch Tiger's Mall Zookeepers in Tiger King.
Well, you know, I used to watch a show. Did you ever watch a show called, like, Gator Boys? Did you ever watch that? Where they would, in Florida... I guess it's a job that people have out there where they will, you know, because alligators run wild. They go over there and they get the alligators out of the backyard or out from underneath the house.
Yeah, like gator wranglers.
Yes.
Was Mike Greenwell in that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Gov is on.
The Gov, yes.
Okay. All right. Great. This has been super exciting for us. We know you're so busy. Governor Hogan, just want to say welcome to the show and really congratulations for being one of the leaders around this whole pandemic thing here. You have really led, and I think the rest of the country is watching you. And I know that three of us, as being Marylanders, all of us from Maryland, all of us growing up in PG County, we've just been really proud of what you've been doing for the state of Maryland.
And by the way, we wish you'd come on before this pandemic had happened, but this is just kind of the way it
right.
unfolded.
Well, it took a pandemic to get me on your on your show. You know, it's like, well, you know, when hell freezes over, you know, I'll come on the Junkies. No, but hey, guys, thank you very much. And by the way, you're an essential business. That's why I'm glad you're still open because, you know, people are at home and they need they need to have something to take their mind off of, you know, bad news and listening to all the things that are happening. So thanks for being on there and making people laugh. And, you know, I'm a PG County boy myself, so, you know, a DeMatha guy. So
that's
I know some of you guys moved on and moved out to Montgomery County, but
Virginia.
It's part of your state.
Or even deserted us to Virginia.
Yeah, I know,
but,
I know.
Does Governor Hogan know that we slept at the mansion before he was governor?
We did.
Yeah, we did.
I've heard that story. I know, you know, Bob Ehrlich was a friend of mine. I remember when, you know, he was having you guys over the house. I guess that, you know, maybe when the pandemic's over, we can have you guys over to do that again.
We had a nice dinner.
That'd be
awesome.
We had
a nice dinner over there. We did the whole nine.
I mean, Jason maybe stole some cutlery.
Yeah, I did.
That's probably true. I know we're missing a few pieces. I didn't know it was
that was because of me.
Now, Governor, I've got a lot of questions for you. I literally wrote 20 of them. I know you're busy. So let's.
No, we got some time. Let's do it.
Okay, let's go. All right, so let's cut to the chase here. First of all, how are we doing on this whole 15-day thing? I think, by and large, you have your morons that could go to the beach or the tidal basin or whatever. But by and large, I've been blown away at how sort of overnight people have tried to transition and tried to do the right thing, work from home, keep their kids home. I've been blown away. I know it's hard to see the results of it yet, but are you getting any indication? And then the second part of that question is, Gov, how are you going to figure out when we could slowly start to transition back in a safe way that we're not harming others? Or, you know, I don't want that virus coming back to me. You don't want it coming back to you. How do we do this?
Well, those are great questions, and there's not really easy answers, right? But if we have made a real difference, and I want to thank the vast majority of Marylanders who have really listened. They have stayed home. They are avoiding crowds. And look, this is very disruptive to people's lives, and it's very difficult. But I can promise you it really is helping, and it's helping to stop spread of the virus, which is why we had to close the schools. It's why we had to close some of these businesses. But if you look out in the streets, you know, people are really listening to that, and it's making a difference. But we just have some, you know, knuckleheads that are out there, you know, still gathering, doing crazy things. And that's what we're trying to stop, because they're actually, this is no joke. I mean, they really are endangering themselves and their friends and their family by continuing to be out there helping to spread this virus, which is killing people.
Right.
So, you know, we're now up to 349 cases. We added 61 more cases yesterday. So it's continuing to rise in spite of all those things. And we're going to continue to try to, you know, stop it. We don't want to become New York. We don't want to be Italy. You know, we want to try to blunt the spread of this thing. And so most people are doing great. How do we know when it's, you know, when it's effective? That there's no easy answer. I mean, you talk to the experts at we're talking to the leading docs at Hopkins and University of Maryland and NIH. And we're also talking to the federal folks, you know, every other day. And nobody has an answer about when exactly we can say there's not going to be a magic time where we go, it's all over. Everything's great. Let's all go back to normal. But when we can start to see the numbers going down instead of up, and when we start to see that we think we have controlled it, I mean, it's going to spread, and people are going to get this disease, and some people are going to die. But when we can get back to normal, we don't know. I mean, we don't know how bad it's going to get or how long it's going to last. But I can promise you, we're going to try to do everything we can to keep people safe and to get things back to normal as fast as we can.
Gov, how many consecutive days do you need to see the numbers decline before you start moving in that direction?
Well, that's a good question. So they say, you know, that if you go about 15 days with and you really can stop it, that's good. But it's right now it's all about testing, and there's not enough testing to know. You know, as soon as you ramp up the testing, the numbers skyrocket, because a lot of people are out there with it that we just don't know about. So we're a little bit flying blind. But the social distancing stuff really will help, keeping apart, not being so close together. And the good news is, you know, we got a lot of practice on this, you know, throughout most of the season for the Redskins. There was social distancing going on.
That's definitely true.
There wasn't that many people in the stands, and they were spread out.
You know. That might continue.
Governor Hogan, I had a question about the testing. And since you mentioned the Redskins, I know that Snyder said that FedEx may be open. Where can people go for testing if they have some symptoms, and what is going on with that FedEx site?
Yeah, so great news. So the FedEx site, the National Guard, is setting up a screening and testing site there at FedEx Field, and we're ready to open that. The issue really is not setting up the site, which is relatively easy. We've got that one ready to go. We've got five drive-through admission centers ready to go, and another dozen sites around the state. But just like every other state in America, we don't have the back-end testing capability in the labs. And they're trying to, as the president talked about yesterday, and some of the national leaders, are trying to reserve the testing for the people who really need it, which is the ones that are in the hospital, the ones that are really displaying symptoms. We don't want just every random person, tens of thousands of people, rushing to get tested when they don't need to, because there's a limited number of tests, and it takes them away from the people that are sick and really need the help. So you don't want to just have tens of thousands of people cramming into FedEx Field to get a test when they don't need to, only when their doctor recommends. So, but we're ready to do that. We appreciate the Redskins assisting with that at FedEx Field, and it's pretty much ready to go, and hopefully we'll get that ramped up and open up this week. And you know, the good news is the Redskins are not an essential business, and they're shut down, and you know, they're going to win the same number of games either way, whether they're playing or not.
Unbelievable. Get the shots in
there, Gov. He is taking
some
shots.
Gov, Okay. All right, so here's a question for you in terms of a lot of people are freaking out because, I mean, I don't care what people think about Trump, but because, he's trying to encourage people to not lose faith in the economy, et cetera, and say it's not going to be months or whatever. I mean, I think in a lot of ways he's just sort of a bluffer, but he's trying to – he doesn't want everything to fall apart.
Sure.
It seems to me what he's doing, Gov, is he's giving each individual governor and state the opportunity sort of to make their own decisions. So even if he decides, hey, we're going to open this back up and go to town on things in a week, you're going to have the freedom to still do whatever you want, right? It's on your timeline for Maryland.
Yeah, well, sure. Look, it's a terrible choice to make, but each governor is going to be making those choices. And even in his own administration, you got differences of opinion, right? So yesterday, the Anthony Fauci, who seems to be the smartest guy, he's the head CDC guy through NIH, saying, we're not going to hit the peak until July, and it's going to continue to rise, and we shouldn't be opening up anything. And then you've got the Surgeon General saying it's going to get much worse. And then you had the president saying, hey, we're going to be ready to open up right away. So there are competing, voices and thoughts. And it's basically the situation is we have two terrible problems. One is we're trying to save people's lives.
Right.
And we're trying to make the difference between hundreds of thousands of people dying or just thousands of people dying. But we also don't want to kill the economy and the businesses and all the people who've lost their jobs. So we're trying to do to stop both of those. Yesterday we announced the additional social distancing stuff and shutting non-essential businesses, but we also launched all kinds of economic help here in the state for the people who are losing their jobs, for the small businesses so they can stay afloat. We're pushing the federal government to do the same thing. There's some economic help in Congress right now that's being tied up for days with stupid partisan bickering between the parties that we need to just get things done. Because right now, if ever there was a time for Democrats and Republicans to work together and just be Americans, now's the time. You can't say is the choice. Should we just let people die and just focus on the economy? Or should we, try to save people and kill the economy? We don't want to do either one. We want to try to, solve both problems. And it's a very difficult thing to do.
What are you going to feel? You are a noted cancer survivor. When are you going to feel comfortable? People have in our families with cancer or have fought cancer or have compromised immune systems. When is it going to be safe to say, okay, it's okay for my kids to go back to school and bring that back home?
Yeah, well, no, that's one of the things I was talking about. All these older people, and I'm one of them, people over 60 and people that have some underlying health conditions, like, you're talking about your parents and grandparents are more impacted, and kids are coming back, people that are partying, they're having coronavirus parties and, thinking they're, bulletproof, and they're coming back from spring break. I mean, that we said they really should be quarantining themselves for 14 days. They shouldn't be around. They shouldn't be going to visit grandma. They shouldn't be hanging out because they really are risking endangering people. But the other thing I want to make clear to your listening audience is that it's no longer about just older people. I mean, about 40% of our cases are from 18 to 54, and they're not just people in their 70s and 80s. We have a guy on our communications team who has a best friend from high school from New York who's 25-year-old star athlete in great shape, who is now on a ventilator in New York City in a hospital in very critical condition with this coronavirus. He had no underlying conditions. It's this thing. We have a 10-month-old, a 5-year-old. We're getting kids that are impacted. So it's not just, let's not worry about the older people and the sick people in the nursing homes. This has the potential to infect anybody.
Well, that's why it's so scary, Gov. How are we ever going to reintegrate and get back to normal? Some people see this and go, how are we ever going to do this?
Yeah, that's the scary thing, but there's a lot of really smart doctors at all the hospitals, the federal level, the state level. We have a group in a coronavirus response team that we talk to constantly, and it's really the smartest guys at every one of our hospital systems. And they're all working with the federal folks. We're working with the federal. We've had, I'm the chairman of the National Governors. We've had five different conference calls with every governor, with the president, vice president, all the whole team at the national level. And everyone's trying to figure this out. I mean, the world has never seen anything like this before. And it's not like there's no handbook for this. Nobody was prepared for it. And we don't have all the answers because it's a brand new strain, a brand new virus. There's no cure, there's no treatment, and there's no vaccine. And they're working on experimental things, but it's quite a while before we get a vaccine or some. You know, the president was mentioning some experimental thing. We don't know if it'll work or not. It'll be months before it's ready. So it's, you know, look, the good news is we're starting in some countries to see it going down rather than up because of steps that they took, like we're doing now. These uncomfortable steps about, you know, shutting down some of society and making people stay home. That it's not very much fun, and it's pretty inconvenient, but it's a lot better than being Italy, where they're having 600 or 700 people a day dying, and they're, you know, locking down all of society.
We know you have to run, Gov. What about schools? What about Maryland schools?
Yeah, so we closed schools for a 2-week period while they could reassess. And figure out what's going on with the virus and what they could do. Every governor in the country is talking about what to do about schools. You know, the university system and all the colleges made the decision not to come back for the spring semester. Our superintendent of schools has been talking with all of the local superintendents across the state about options, about online learning, about sending home school projects for younger kids, and that decision is going to be made shortly. We don't want to bring kids back into an area, into a school system, when it's still at the peak of the virus and running the chance of getting a bunch of kids sick. And we also don't want to just have kids lose out on the opportunity to learn for the rest of the semester. So we're going to try to figure out how to solve that in the next few days and make some kind of an announcement.
Governor, we know you have to run.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, can we get you on again?
Coronavirus.maryland.gov.
Yeah, let's come on. Absolutely. Love to come on. Yeah, coronavirus.gov is the place to go. You can get all the information. And I just please tell all of your guys, take it seriously. Be safe. You know, we're all in this together. And stay home and listen to the junkies.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Let's do this again soon. Have your people reach out. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thank you,
Governor. Very good. Again, it's coronavirus.maryland.gov. If you're in the state of Maryland, coronavirus.gov, I guess, overall. And you can check out the information on your individual state, because in Virginia, where Jason lives, they have shut down schools for the rest of the year. In Maryland, they haven't come to that decision just yet, although I believe it's coming.
Sounds like it's close.
Yeah. Sounds like it's coming, yeah. They might probably announce that today or tomorrow. Yeah,
I don't get any sense that anything's going to change anytime soon.
Got to take a break. We've got Les Carpenter from the Washington Post joining us at 9:20. We're the Junkies, coming to you live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.